Hello and welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love, author of many books, and creator of empowering webinars. And I'm your host, Suzanne Maresca. Our show today is all about new beginnings and how to proceed from here. And we may have multiple guests. Planetary Logos Sanat Kumara is bringing us information about this new phase, and our friend Saint Germain may step in for a word as well. We welcome their loving assistance with much gratitude and appreciation in our hearts. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, and welcome to you, Susie. And
thank you.
To our listeners and everybody who's keying in, whether they know it or not.
Indeed. So today, I guess, you know what? We are in another world, really, it seems like. And it's a good time to start playing with our superpowers, even though we don't really know about them yet. So that's an interesting thing. I imagine we'll be getting some information about that.
Yeah, and we really are in a new realm of existence, in a new chapter, a new beginning, as the council is referring it to. But I, for one, really feel like everything has changed, and we're really, I just feel perceptually and physically that we're just in a different place. And,
it
you know, I mean,
true.
This is what they're telling us, is to really claim our ascended self. And it's, you know, it's not an all or nothing deal. I mean, this is a process. And just like we've claimed everything else, like our divine authority and our divine knowing and, you know, our birthrights, now we're claiming our ability to create and to co-create and to be in this different realm. So it's an interesting time.
It is, and in service, and in that segue into your new course, which is a mouthful, and I will let you say it.
The new course is called Conscious Creating, Active with the Divine Mother. And it is a mouthful, but the Mother has been very insistent that be the entire title. I know I had conversations with Isaac about, well, that won't fit, you know, on an ad or on a tagline.
Right.
But the Mother has come, you know, we talked, a couple of months ago about, and with Sanat Kumara, actually, about a class on universal law. But universal law goes hand in hand with the creation formula, with that, how do you create using that toolkit of universal law. And then one night, well, several nights actually, there have been many sleepless nights, but Mother Mary appeared by my bedside. And she said, you know, I'm going to teach this class, and I'm going to be helped by Sanat Kumara and Saint Germain. I know. And so this is like a blockbuster, as she basically takes us by the hand and says, this is how I do it. This is how, in this new realm, I want you to do it. And it's literally a practical course. Insofar, and I've already heard from folks that this makes them nervous, we're going to create something tangible, up close, and personal. So this isn't about just creating world peace. You know, this is about what does your heart desire, and how do we get from point A to Z? And so I'm really, really excited. So the registration is open. If you go to the Council of Love website, it's right there. And it's a live webinar class. And it's going to be 9 weeks, starting February 24th until May 2nd, every other Saturday. But just like every other Council of Love class, it has an interactive live form. So you're getting information and you're working on the process basically every day. And classes are recorded, so if you miss one, it doesn't matter. You can go back and watch it. And even if you did make class, you can go back and watch it.
It's very exciting because it feels like the timing is right for that, because we've already laid the energetic foundation for tangible things to come into being.
Absolutely. You know, this is part of our deal of making sure that we're ascending in form. So part of our ascension, this, you know, this phase, this rapid transition phase, is also beginning our co-creations in form. This is us really creating Nova. And we have created the foundation. I mean, my gosh, how many years have you and Steve and I been doing these shows, mm-hmm. laying the foundation?
Exactly. You know, yeah, it really feels that way. And it's all good news. It's like it can be rapid at this point because of the work that we've done, the foundation that we've laid, and the help that we've gotten and the support and the amazing, you know, this is what we're here for. This is what we're here for.
This is what we're here for, and this is really what we've been waiting for and praying for, and we've done the work, and this is just the new adventure. And mm-hmm. so I think it's fabulous, and it is. It's happening fast. I mean, when Mother Mary first told me that, you know, in the space of 8 to 9 weeks we were going to create something, I mean, this makes me nervous, too, let me tell you. And it, obviously, some of our listeners have said, you know, I love coming to your classes. And, you know, it's like we've been in the throes for years. We've been in the throes of clearing, of letting go, of surrendering. And now they're saying, okay, that's nice, and that will come up from time to time. But let's move on into this creation and bringing forth, you know, this new world. Oh, let me tell you, I am so ready.
Yeah. It's time, though. I'm feeling pretty calm and peaceful, integrating my aspects and having more clarity on all that. Like that, we have our higher selves, our very powerful higher selves, and they've just chosen to have an expression in the form that we're in right now. And as such, we are completely protected and completely supported. And as soon as we step into that realization, it becomes kind of easy.
And this is about us having no distinction or sense of separation between our higher or universal selves and these, you know, what I often call these physical skin bags. It's like there's no difference. We're in that alignment, you know, with ourselves in form, in these beautiful forms that we've chosen, with our higher self, with our universal self, and with our divine self, and with the divine. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, it's good. Really good. All right, so it sounds like a good time to jump into meditation.
And it sounds like a good time to start breathing gold.
Woohoo!
Gold is the color of Sanat Kumara. That is the ray that our beloved planetary logos travels on. Oh, and he's saying that is also the ray of universal law. He's showing me this wonderful picture of how the universal laws are writ large in gold. So let's relax. Sink into your chair or the bed or the floor or the carpet, wherever you are. Let's take this time for you, the brave new you that has been so instrumental, fundamental in creating this foundation for our new world. Hug yourself. Give yourself credit. And claim your joy. Feel that golden smile in your tummy. And breathe in gold from the deepest color of that Florentine molten gold of Archangel Gabriel to the platinum golden color of Sanat Kumara. from the deep gold of black-eyed Susans to the bright yellow of daffodils and buttercups and little towhead infants. Let the gold swirl around you as if it is the golden spiral of the 13th octave. And open your crown and feel as if Sanat Kumara, our Raj, is pouring into us this liquid sunshine, this full moon energy, and let it come down into your head, literally vitalizing, opening, activating your pituitary and your pineal, your hypothalamus. Open your occipitals. Just let it drain into you through your throat and your chest, into your heart. Feel that your literal and your etheric heart are just filled with gold, not just coated, but fill it. Yes, juice it up, Susie. Into your solar plexus, which is already that beautiful lemon yellow. And this is the seat of our hara and our power, our divine authority, down through your umbilical. Let go of anything that needs cleansing. Into your tummy. Into your pubic and root. Let your legs turn gold. And let that gold drip out of your feet, the arches of your feet. And let's cover our beloved Gaia. Let's paint her gold for today. Joy is the color of gold. So come back to your heart and feel that joy. Joy being the clearest expression of love. And let it expand out, front and back, way past your shoulders. So that each of us is this wonderful golden transmitter. This is our path. This is our task of the moment, is to be the love and to share the love and receive the love. Yes, you are the love. Greetings, I am Sanat Kumara.
Welcome.
And welcome to you. And welcome to each and every one of you. Bright light holders, love bearers, anchors and pillars, and gatekeepers, custodians, pathfinders, way showers. Each of you are essential. You have this term upon planet called essential personnel, a term that actually has often made me smile, because what is not essential personnel? It is not merely those that keep the traffic flow going, or the lights on, or the water available. It is all of you who keep the unfoldment of our mother's plan, of our mother's dream, in unfoldment. Each of you, whether you have chosen to work, to declare on a global stage, or to stay home and be the physical embodiment of the mother, of tending to family and children and community, hearth and home, each of you is essential personnel. And each of you is so much more. And you are doing so much more than you actually think or believe that you are doing. When you maintain the gifts that the mother has given you, particularly of clarity. Yes, of purity and grace, but let us talk about clarity. Clarity of purpose. Clarity of unfoldment. Clarity of going forward. Clarity of thought, of action, of belief, of truth. You are doing so. Yes, for your beloved self. For that inner circle, in form and out of form, by the way, that surrounds you. Oh, and yes, by the way, for the entire planet. I come to you this day in joy as planetary logos and as keeper of the laws. Needless to say, this is a full-time job, and there are some of you that have already assigned to me a new position. But what I say to you in excitement, in the joy, in determination and patience, and yes, at times in fortitude and massive humility, I am not complete as your planetary logos. But dearest hearts, we are edging towards that completion. And that completion is not marked by me saying, sorry, I'll see you later. I have another offer. I have a new job. That is not the way of the mother. For she is very interested, to put it mildly, in what we would term completion. What determines completion is our partnership. And this partnership of anchoring, of bringing forth, of birthing Nova Earth, Nova Being. But what I say to you, my beloved friends, those who listen, those who are completely dedicated to this fulfillment, is that we are on this task of completion of this phase. when I move to universal logos, that does not mean, my beloveds, that I am leaving you. This is an aspect of this journey that you may not have thought about and that we have not really talked about that much. But each of you are coming with me, are and will be fully engaged in that next chapter. Often, Mikael, the mother, Gabriel, we have all talked to you about how this ascension in form on Gaia is the setting of a template in many ways for what will take place with other planetary systems and even intergalactic systems eventually. But that template and that next step includes you. It is not a sense of, well, we are finished with Gaia, and now we move on elsewhere. Incompletion is continuity. In every sense of the word, think about it in the practical realm of a child who grows up and the time at home as baby and youngster and adolescent and teenager and adult comes to completion with a new adventure as they set out on their own. The bond of love, of connection, of continuity, and the enjoyment of everyone concerned in terms of that continuity is etched in stone in many ways. And so it is as we continue in the fulfillment of our mother's dream. So in many ways, that preparation, that clearing, that cleansing, and everything that that has entailed in terms of the removal of false grids, the anchoring of new grids, both within your sacred self and upon the planet, has been all part, yes, of completion, but of also continuity. So that what is not needed is set aside, but what is needed, what is desirable, what is essential, continues on. In the same way, you do not abandon or forget or deny your older self. And I mean the current life that you have, well, have existed in and the thousands or hundreds of current lives that you have completed. It is a continuity. And that is a blessing to us. So even if you leave your physical form, this current physical form behind, I know, the mother knows, that your heart promise, the essence of who you are in and out of form, will continue on in this fulfillment of your dream, your mission, your desires within hers. And within mine. our partnership and our love is eternal. Now, having said that, where are we? Because the new beginnings that I have asked, that we have asked to talk about today, is not about your next incarnation. It is about the incarnation and the incarnation within this incarnation that you are undergoing and embracing with gusto, I might add, right now. Yes, you are in a transition phase. So often, when we use this term, transition, there is an emotional response. That means that I am in between. And that is not what we mean by saying this. The new beginning is a chapter, and in some ways, many chapters of your next steps of your life. And similarly, it is the next chapters of our mission. And when I say our, I mean not only the Council of Love, Saint Germain, I, and many of us who serve you. But it is not meant to have any kind of negative connotations. New beginning is the springtime of your life and of this chapter of Nova Being and Nova Earth. Think of the excitement on Gaia, where those of you who have been fortunate enough to position yourself in seasonality, when the shoots come up from the ground and say, yes, I'm still alive, and I'm here, and I am going to be a blossom, a crocus or a daffodil or a tulip, and the trees begin to shadow with green and new life. When you feel a change in the air from the bitter cold to the freshness and the promise of new life, I would suggest to you, no, I would simply say that much of this preparation, while it has been sprinkled with joy, has been like a deep winter freeze, like the coldest north wind. And you have faced into it, and you have bundled up, and you have said, I will keep going, because I am the fulfillment of the promise. I am the implementers of Nova Earth. I am committed to the Mother. Do not think for one moment, my beloveds, that this has not been keenly and fully observed and rewarded in seen and unseen ways. But now you are in this new beginning. And some of you may be saying to me, well, Raj, I still feel a little frozen and frosty. And I say to you, come over here with me and let my golden aura warm you. Let me show you not only the brilliance of the great central sun, but of your own sweet self. You, each and every one of you, are so capable those who have come to Gaia during this shift, during this awakening, did not come as a learning tool, as a trial run. The bravest, the strongest, the most aware, the most committed have come for this completion and the time of new beginnings, the continuity. And what does this new beginning entail? It entails the fullness. As Mikael has talked at length about what Nova Earth and this new realm of existence look and feel and taste like. But I am speaking to you in your creation and co-creation. Now, I would not suggest to you that you have not been creating and actually mastering creation in this process of completion. And you have done it consciously and unconsciously. But our time together, speaking of universal law, this toolkit of how things work that the Mother has gifted you and us and all, comes to fruition. And you are using it, and now you will tend to use it in new and expansive, conscious ways. Because, yes, you have prepared. You are ready. This is your dream. It is learning to bring forth what you already know. Yes, there will be new delights, discoveries, adventures that you are choosing to create and to take. But this is also what you already know. You are bringing to the forefront of your being, of your memory, of your conscious self, what you want. And you are doing this because you have reached a point where what you want and what the Mother commands, demands, dreams, creates, is in absolute harmony. This is the time. It is the time of creation. So let us begin together. Yes, with universal law. Yes, with creation formula. Yes, with still point, with dreaming and prayer and exuberance. Now, dearest Susie, where do you wish to begin?
Well, I guess where I would like to begin would be to discuss a little bit about, well, I feel everything that you're saying. I really, I understand it, but I feel like I have a foot in both worlds because what's happening in the planetary scene as far as the cleanup of corruption in government and high places, you know, it excites me, and I'm just wondering what it is to pay attention to. I feel like paying attention to both is the thing to do.
And do not refer to an old paradigm of either or, right or wrong. When I say this is a transition phase, I mean this quite literally. It is not an elongated phase. In fact, it is rather rapid. But, for example, and I use you, and you have already given me sole permission to do so,
mm-hmm.
Your job is not accountability. Your job is not moving through government and going to places of risk and engaging in this, what you are calling cleanup. Now, in terms of accountability, think of this. Each being, all beings, are accountable, responsible for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
No one else can be accountable for another individual. That is the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you are saying is, I am taking heart, but also beware not to engage in the old paradigms, because they do not exist. So as you are looking at this situation with your feet in both worlds, you are only sending love
mm-hmm.
to everybody engaged and involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the only role that you have. So it is a transition, but you need to be clear. Am I part of the cleanup team, or am I part of the wayshower team?
Mm. I'm a lover.
So, yes, you are. And I would suggest that most who hear this message are lovers. This is a good term. But it does not exclude, shall we say, those in transition who are learning that their birthright, their true self, is also to be a lover. And if they cannot, for whatever reason, because it does not matter what the reasons are, if they do not feel that they can make this transition, then they will depart. That is a soul agreement, a soul contract that was made prior to arrival. And it is being put in force, and I mean not with the use of coercion, it is being put into action right now.
Yes.
The use of force upon your planet has been eliminated. Now you say, well, wait a minute, Raj. I am seeing force all over the place. What you are seeing is the dissipation of force, the evaporation, the elimination of force, because it is no longer part of the new grid that can exist upon this planet. So that is the sense of transition, of that sense that some of you get in your stomach of betwixt and between. Think of it in this way, for I am a practical logos. Most of you, beloveds, have been through the heartbreak, and I use that word literally. You have been through the devastation and heartbreak of a relationship gone awry. Whether you were 13 or 33, whether you were 33 or 63, you know that sense of loss, that sense of loss of love, that sense of, I came together with someone I truly believed in and cherished, and whom I believed loved and cherished me, who saw the truth of who I was, who I was together with to create and to co-create our life and our unfoldment together. And when that heartbreak, when those choice points, decision points have been reached on both sides, that you are not going to proceed together. There has been grief. There has been hurt. There has been this sense of devastation, of abandonment, of what next? Am I ever going to love again? Is anybody ever going to love me again? What am I supposed to do with the rest of my life? All of you have felt this, experienced this, witnessed this. And that has been a very important process and lesson. Because even in the heartbreak, before the hindsight occurs, you have learned how important love is and how important it is to feel valued and seen and cherished. The way you are valued, loved, and seen and cherished by we who surround you. Now think of this in terms of what is occurring on the planet and those that are going through these, shall we call them, trials and tribulations of wake up. Often in those breakup situations, the lower, can we call it, emotions of I'm going to punish that person. I want to get even. You hurt me. And most of you have never done that because it is not the truth of who you are. And those lesser emotions have healed and you have seen the pattern and what it has served for you or for that other person. And you tuck away the love. That sense of love of that person doesn't go away. It just transmutes. Universal law, my friend. It takes a different form, not of denial. For that would be unfortunate, because the love is a gift. It may not have been meant. The soul agreement may have been violated, or the soul agreement may have been for a period of time. But you do not carry forth indefinitely the angst, the anger, that sense of wanting retribution. It moves. And it moves into sweet sorrow and then into deeper understanding. And that is what is happening with these that are being brought forward in this transition phase. But as they are being brought forward, yes, the choice point is theirs. That can never be interfered with, nor do we wish to. But as they come forward, there needs to be a place for them, a path for them to follow. That is why I say my job as Planetary Logos of anchoring universal law and creation in form with you is not over. But beloveds, you are the ones forging the path. You are the ones that are saying it's okay. Your actions, your behaviors are not okay. But you are okay, and you are welcome to this planet of love. But there are very different operating principles on this planet. And the old is not welcome. It is not allowed. There is no trespassing permitted. So is this clear?
It is clear. What I wonder is, like right now, we have police and jail and, you know, military things to make people behave. I'm a little confused. If we're in the higher vibrations, then the lower vibrations can't exist, or people will try to do those things and they'll be course corrected. How does it?
Those vibrations are fading.
So it
now
won't
I
even.
Am not. Go
it won't
ahead.
Even be. It won't even be a possibility that people behave in selfish ways, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Now there is a human tendency, and it is really quite. Well, I can say humorous or peculiar.
Or both.
Insofar as there is a human tendency, even in the midst of change, humans love their institutions. It is peculiar. So that even, say, for example, you only live, well, that can change now, but let us use history, that you live 50 to 100 years. And yet in that 50 to 100 years, there is an attachment. And in some cases, it is a healthy attachment, and in some cases, it is less than healthy, to institutions. And I use this word institutions and structures, whether it is governance or government or monarchy or justice, such as jails and prisons and armies, that there is an attachment. There is a value outside of functionality that is placed on the institution and the occupier, shall we say, of those institutions, that you have this expression that they become sacred cows. And this has been passed on generation to generation. Now, what is occurring right now in this breakdown that you and I are talking about is that many of these sacred cows are breaking down. So it is not just the individuals who have occupied various positions and, yes, have abused power, and some have not abused power. It matters not. What is also happening simultaneous during this transition phase, now we're not talking about eliminating everything so that people are looking around saying, I don't know where my reference points are, but what is happening is those institutions, the value, the innate value that is so precious to so many is also being vaporized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vaporize away. All the three-letter institutions and the, yeah, all the things, the means of control.
Now, not all institutions have been mechanisms for control. And as you proceed, and this is a reference to other things that we have spoken of, as you proceed, what happens is there is the creation, the development of, shall we call them quasi-institution structures that actually work. So we have talked previously about councils, about systems of fairness, of equality, of institutions or companies, organizations that can assist the poor, the hungry, the downtrodden. So we are not naysaying any form of organization. It is not our goal, and it most certainly is not my goal as Planetary Logos to simply eliminate what is functioning well or what can function well. But these sacred cows, as you would term them, have to go.
Mm. Well, that's okay with me. Okay,
it is okay with all of you.
well, you know, probably most of us, if we were to access our higher selves, yeah, I think it would be okay with all of us.
Let us suggest to you that you are accessing your higher self. So allow this to become clearer and clearer in terms of not only the creation of Nova Earth, but simply in your day-to-day existence, because, beloved, you are Nova Earth.
We are ascension. So,
yeah.
As we near the end of our hour, is not that I want to cut you off or change this in any way, and I really appreciate you coming. Did Saint Germain want to have a word?
Let me put it this way. Saint Germain always wants a word.
Thank you.
He is my dear brother. What would we do without our beloved friend?
I don't know.
So I finish with you, but not complete, just this day, by saying to you, welcome to the new beginning. Embrace the springtime of your soul, bright angels of light. Farewell.
Farewell. Thank you.
I am Saint Germain.
Welcome.
And welcome to you. Welcome to this time of violet purple ray. Welcome to this time. Yes, of new beginning, of ascension, of claiming your birthright and claiming the old and claiming the new, because you have always been mighty alchemists. Sometimes you have known this, and sometimes you have not. It matters not. What you are doing is you are anchoring and claiming and operationalizing your I am self, your I am present. So often Mikael speaks of his legion of blue, but on this day, I claim and I join my legion of violet from the softest lavender to the most outrageous purple. I join you and I claim you in love as my allies, my family, my friends, my co-creators. You have chosen to be on this beautiful planet during such a spectacular time of change. Often I had said to you that I will not come back. I will not return to Gaia. And then there was a rider on this. Not as it is. Not until the hatred and greed, the chaos, the meanness, the cruelty, the control. Not until that is gone. For I knew and I know, as keeper of the violet flame, that I could do much more from this side and from working daily, hourly, with so many of you. And you have heeded what I have asked of thee. And you have written in beautiful violet love and joy and healing across the planet and across the sky and across your hearts and the hearts of each other. And you have done magnificent work. No, I am not suggesting that the time of work, as we would call it, is over. In many ways, it is more intense than ever. But that is simply because it is the end and finish and completion. And what has been hidden under dark rocks and in nooks and crannies is being cleansed out. And it is being cleansed. Yes, I claim, with a violet flame and with every flame and with every expression of love and compassion and clarity. If there is a theme in the air and the wind, the earth and the soil, for right now, it is clarity and discernment, and this discernment of what is real and what is simply the drama and the mayhem, because that is the last thing you would wish to engage in, because it is self-perpetuating, self-generating, ad nauseum. So we come together to paint the sky a soft lavender and to allow this to sink into the hearts of all beings and, of course, the heart of Gaia herself, who has been working on this completion vigorously. There are many changes in the wind and in the soil and in your hearts. It is more critical, my beloveds, than ever to hold the vision, to hold the vision of love, to hold the vision of completion, to hold the vision of the new. And from that place, to continue on. I will join you at some point upon Nova Earth. But until then, I create and co-create with you. I assist you in the cleanup, and I assist you in the resurrection of each of you as we continue on hand in hand, heart in heart. Let us begin yet again and go with my love.
Thank you so much. Beautiful, brilliant. Thank you.
Farewell.